This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Now that spring is here, a couple things going on for Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Tracy, David, and good morning.
Good morning.
So you've got a couple things coming up, and we're getting ready for Arbor Day, which is when?
Arbor Day is April 25th this year.
And so you've got a little contest tied into Arbor Day. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So one of the fun Arbor Day activities that we have set is a photo contest. We did this last year for the first time. It was pretty successful. We had a lot of great photos come in. But this photo contest, you will be photos that are taken in the Roseburg area. And you can submit those online with a form, and you can find that form on our website on Parks and Recreation page, or there's a link through our Facebook page. The deadline for this contest is the 18th, and winners will be announced on the Facebook page on Arbor Day, the 25th, and also featured in our Spring City Connection e-newsletter.
So what's Arbor Day all about?
So every year, Roseburg happens to be recognized as a Tree City USA. It's been about 9 years now. You're named by the Arbor Day Foundation in honor of a commitment to urban forest management. So there's a couple requirements that keep up your Tree City USA title. One is that you have to have a tree board. So a department like Parks and Recreation Commission, the Parks Commission, they are considered our tree board. You have to have tree care ordinance, which we have set in the city as well. You have to have an annual community forestry budget of at least $2 per capita, and you have to observe Arbor Day in some form or fashion and have a proclamation. We do all these things. We're recognized as a Tree City USA, and Arbor Month kind of encompasses all the beauty and everything that happens with trees in a city, in an urban jungle or in a concrete jungle. There's a, you know, trees make for a great way to bring in some nature and some wildlife into the city, and we love to celebrate that.
Well, and you think about places you've been where there are very few trees around versus what you see in Roseburg with them around neighborhoods, downtown, all over the place, really makes a big difference.
It does, and it's not only just aesthetically pleasing. Trees, you know, they cool the city, they keep the air quality good, they provide shade for hot sidewalks, but also for people to hang out in, and shade houses and keep electric bills down. And there's so many different ways that trees are important to a community just besides looking nice.
So people have until when to get their photo in?
So the deadline is the 18th of April.
All right. So a ways out there. And it doesn't have to be a tree in like a park. It could be a tree anywhere.
Yeah, absolutely. It could be a grove of trees. It could be, you know, some trees way in the distance that happen to look interesting or intriguing to you. It could be people interacting with trees. Whatever you'd like. We just want to kind of get that passion and that interest for trees out there and show people that Roseburg has a lot to offer.
So Roseburg, or at least the greater Roseburg area, don't send us pictures from Vermont.
Correct.
So, all right, that's going on. And you've got a new event. This is the first time to hear about this.
Yes. Yeah, so our first annual Easter egg drop is coming up April 19th. This is a free community event for kids 12 and under. We're partnering with the Roseburg Fire Department on this fun event. It takes place Saturday, April 19th at 9 a.m. And we're going to be taking the truck out to the Stewart Park softball field, which is the field between Legion Field and the YMCA. And how it works is we're going to drop about 4,000 empty Easter eggs from the top of their ladder truck onto the field below. And kids will run out, collect one of each color egg, and exchange them for prize and candy, which are provided at booths that will be hosted by some community organizations like the Boys and Girls Club of Umpqua Valley, Cascade Community Credit Union, YMCA of Douglas County, and Umpqua Health Alliance.
Wow. So, and that's the day before Easter, right?
Yes.
Very good. And people, is there like an age range for the kids?
Just 12 and under. Just want to keep it safe and friendly for the little the littles. And we'll also have the Easter Bunny there for photos. And he's going to be sitting in the antique engine, that 1934 antique fire engine that the fire department has. So it'll be pretty cool.
And this is the actual Easter Bunny, not an imposter.
Correct. This is legitimate.
Wow. Okay. So that's going to be happening and people just show up then. And what time is it going to be happening?
9 a.m.
All right. And people want to find out more about that. Where do they get that?
You can find out about that at our Facebook page, Parks and Recreation, or check out the fire department's Facebook page, Roseburg Fire Department, or the city's Facebook page, or the City of Roseburg website.
All right. And I know we'll be telling you more about that as it gets closer. Anything else going on with parks coming up? Because it is spring, after all.
It is. We actually have another fun event that we're doing in honor of Arbor Month. So we have an activity booklet kids can take and complete. It's going to be available at the library, City Hall, or the website, the city's website, from April 15th through April 30th. And kids complete that. They can turn that into the library and get a prize.
All right, Tracy David, Roseburg Parks and Recreation. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
8:30, 7 at the morning report.